Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jason says, hey, Ben and Kelly, let me tell you a little story. Give me your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
My wife wants to get a little mini dachs named Luna.
Okay.
Yeah, she's already picked out a name. I don't want to get a puppy right now. We're a busy family with two boys, 7 and 4. I'm not ready for extra responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, this dog isn't cheap, and we have to get all of the things you need to have a dog. It's going to cost a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
We already spent a mini fortune to get our driveway done, new tires for our vehicles, and a trip to California this January for a vacation. No puppy.
Okay.
So my wife, Emily's trying to butter me up.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, she made a crock pot meal. Had candles going and made my absolute favorite banana bread with chocolate chips on top FML. I'm a sucker for this. Damn near ate half the loaf.
I mean, I understand. Sure.
Then she started talking about that puppy.
Uh-huh.
I know what she did. She's trying to butter me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding my ground, though. For now. But should I cave?
Okay.
Not trying to be a buzzkill, but I know it's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Am I alone here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this evil tactic something all women use to get what they want? Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I think, why don't you say, let's readdress it after our vacation in January? Because getting an animal and then immediately leaving is probably not a good, I guess...
Especially a puppy.
Thing for success. Yeah.
Yes, especially a puppy.
Yeah. I mean, we realize, I can use myself as an example, realize quickly that when we decided to start looking for a new dog after our dog Fiona passed away, we then realized once we picked Dougal out and adopted him that we did it 2 days before St. Patrick's Day. When my wife and daughters were going to be off doing gigs, and then literally later that month, we were going to be traveling internationally.
Oh, gosh.
So that was not great timing. I know. We didn't think about that when we got him. And all of a sudden we get him, and it's like,
now we have to do something with him.
Now we have like another kid.
Yeah.
But we can't take the kid to like Scotland with us.
No.
So we got to figure this out.
And boarding him can be
tricky. So
when they're young.
Again, it's one of those things where maybe and wait, what kind of dog did they say?
It's a mini dachs.
Dachshund.
So yeah, dachshund.
Like a wiener dog.
Yes.
Like a wiener dog. All right.
Yeah.
So maybe thinking about, after your trip in January and things, settle down.
Until then, buys you some more time.
But I will say, a little wiener dog with a bow around its head under the tree. Oh, so cute.
You're not helping.
So cute.
Not helping.
Listen, I had a miniature dachshund growing up.
Yeah.
Her name was Frida.
Frida?
Yeah.
She was adorable.
Which, by the way, after I told my daughter, because my daughter's all on I want a dachshund when I grow up kick.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, I told her the same story. I was like, yeah, I had a dachshund growing up. Her name was Frida. And she's like, that's what I'm naming her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an adorable name, sure. That's what I'm naming her.
I mean, I feel like, 95% of the puppy decision is because you have a great name. You're like, we need to add to the family.
And Luna's a great name.
It's a great
name. Luna's a great name.
Yes. I mean, that's how we ended up with three pugs. They're like, we need a third. And her name will be Peaches. And my God, we got a third puppy. And she's been a terrorist. A terrorist, I tell you. It's a good thing. She's really, really cute.
Justin texts in and says, dang, man, you folded like a cheap suit on the first offer. Should have held out for some sandwiches at least.
Oh,
this guy
yeah.
pays full price for cars, too, I bet.
Well, listen, he hasn't paid just yet. He's asking if he should.
Hold out until she starts making sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
Everybody's saying sandwiches.
Making sandwiches.
using that. Shoot. That's funny.
Oh, Jesse says, my husband helps keep my unrealistic ideas in check.
Mm-hmm.
If it's truly not a good time, tell her. I would want 10 horses, but we settled on 3. We would not have been able to handle 10, but my husband said 3 would be okay.
Lisa,
maybe adopt from a dachshund rescue. That cost would be less and would mean so much more.
Lisa says, just cave. You know you're going to get the dog anyways. Get the dang puppy. But just tell her you're going to get one after your vacation because that's fair to everyone, including the puppers. That's what I said, Lisa. That's
Yeah. It's not fair to the puppy if you're going to, like, get the puppy and then you have all these crazy things and you're going to have to leave it.
Sherry texts in and says, we have a dachshund named Ketchup. All right, so a couple different things. I don't know. I mean, we can help this guy Jason figure out if he actually wants to get a dog or not. That's fine.
We put a pin in it until January. Go on the trip first.
That's kind of what we're thinking. You can let us know your story of such a thing if you want.
Or
you can tell us how your significant other tried to butter you up.
And did it work?
And did it well? And then let Kelly and I decide whether or not it worked. And then you tell us.
Oh, we can guess. Oh, that'll be a fun.
Yeah. So, all right. 502-795-1997. Call or text. We'll do that coming up next. Jason checked in with us and said, hey, I know my wife is just buttering me up to try to get this dachshund that she's always wanted for the family. However, he thinks time's not right because they just dropped a bunch of money on some home stuff. There's the holidays coming up, and then they've got a trip planned in January to California.
Yeah, and he's just like, this is just, it's going to be crazy. We're busy. It's going to be expensive. Just the wrong time. Chris says, don't do it. My wife did this to me when it didn't work. She called in the cavalry and had my little princess come ask me in her precious little squeaky voice.
Oh, no.
Daddy, please. She promised it wouldn't cost as much as I thought and that she wouldn't ask me to do anything to take care of it. Now we have doggy health insurance, monthly grooming, specialty diet dog food, cute doggy outfits, and constant nagging to help with the dog walking schedule. Don't do it. Oh, yeah. And then one dog turned into two so the other one wouldn't be lonely.
Sounds like someone's a bah humbug. I will say, though, I mean, any animal you get, doesn't matter what kind, you kind of, you know, roll the dice on its health when you adopt it. And, you know, you could have a dog that's perfectly fine, whatever. But then you also could have a dog that is needy and needs a lot of different things.
Well, yes. When I was growing up, I had a Shih Tzu who at one point we were baking the dog's treats because she needed special things for her diet. And then, of course, we had to go follow her every single time and immediately pick up her number twos, because she'd turn around and go,
oh, oh, what a treat.
That? What a treat. Tasty.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, it's kind of 50-50 on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, whether or not to get the dog, not get the dog. Amanda says, hey, I've been wanting a specific puppy for 15 years. Get her the puppy.
Oh, gosh.
And others are like, hey, I say no puppy. As y'all are getting ready to go on a vacation, you're going to have to spend money to board it. Somebody's going to have to watch them, getting all the shots, everything you need.
It's
blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
A lot. It's a lot. It can be a lot. But you know what? There's a lot of people saying, you know, adopt instead. Maybe don't get a puppy. Maybe skip the puppy phase. But I will say this, because we lost two elderly dogs. You know, and our kids were really, really young. And so that's why we decided to go the puppy route the next time, so that they would have a dog around for a long time to grow up with, because they'd already experienced the loss of two. So I there could be that situation.
I like this suggestion we got on the text line. I think he needs to get a stuffed animal and put it under the Christmas tree with a bow around its neck and tell her that, hey, when you get back from your trip in January, we can talk about getting a real one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when you do that, though, understand you're probably committing to getting one.
Well, sure.
Yes. Yes. So.
All right. Anyways, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on Luna, your new addition to your family. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You know that, Jason. Come on.
Sure. Yeah. It'll work out. It'll work. So many people are just like, life is short, get the puppy. And that is how we ended up with three.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy.